Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. Deere and Company has agreed to pay $99 million as part of a settlement to resolve a class action lawsuit accusing the farm equipment giant of monopolizing repair services. The Moline-based tractor maker has faced a handful of right-to-repair complaints over the years. The deal announced on Monday would settle a 2022 lawsuit that accused the company of withholding repair software and conspiring with authorized dealers to force farmers to use their services for repairs. The plaintiffs alleged that meant John Deere and its dealers could charge higher prices and reap benefits from an unlawfully restrained market. The money will be dispersed to class members who paid Deere or its authorized dealers for large agricultural equipment repairs between 2018 and the final date of the settlement, which still needs court approval. Gaming cafes in Moline are set to shut down early next year after the city council last night rejected a proposed amendment that would have allowed them to continue operating. Patrons, employees, and owners of Moline's six gaming cafes crowded the city council chambers and an overflow room to urge support for the measure. Julie's Video Poker and Slots, Sophie's Slots, and Susie's Video Poker and Slots have operated with a Class K liquor license since 2018. Class K licenses are for venues where video gambling terminals are the primary source of revenue, but the Moline City Council in 2022 voted to eliminate the licenses with a five-year sunset provision. The ordinance terminates the licenses on January 31st next year. The United Way Quad Cities is looking for a new leader after President and CEO Renee Gellerman announced that she's leaving in June. WVIK's Jonathan Turner has more.
Gellerman said Monday, April 6th, that this was the right time to step down and allow a new leader to step in. Over the past 8 years, UWQC raised over $50 million for the community, and it helps over 70,000 people a year through all its partnerships and investments. Gellerman helped transform how United Way supports community efforts to improve performance results in education, income, and health. After more than 12 years at the Quad Cities Chamber, she joined United Way in 2018 when the organization mainly raised funds and dispersed them to local programs. Today, through a coordinated network across Scott and Rock Island counties, United Way plays a broader role, connecting people to what they need to move their lives forward.
Whoever steps into this job has a very unique and exciting future ahead of them.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
Local forms of identification, also known as community IDs, would be banned in Iowa under a bill now headed to the governor for signature. The proposal passed by the state Senate on Tuesday would ban cities and counties from issuing their own forms of ID. Democratic State Senator Renee Hardman of West Des Moines voted against the bill. She called the proposal far-reaching.
I think it's just another way to stronghold and also take away the rights of local government and municipalities doing what they do best, the work for the people.
Republican State Senator Sherrilyn Westrich says banning local IDs and only allowing state IDs will reduce confusion for law enforcement. The bill passed the Senate on a vote of 31 to 14. Iowa's 1st District Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks held a roundtable in Burlington yesterday to talk about the business impacts of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Iowa Public Radio's James Kelly has more.
Some local business owners in the Burlington area say the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, making some extended tax provisions permanent, is providing stability for them as they prepare for the future. They also say they're pleased about the speed and amount they received in their tax returns this year. Miller Meek says the tax cuts are providing relief amid rising input costs.
It's extremely important to put pro-growth policies in that, number one, are going to help workers, going to help them with higher incomes, more job mobility, but also that you help the small business owners as well, too. So we think that we've done that in the working families tax cut.
Miller Meek says she thinks the war in Iran will be a short-term conflict and that domestic energy production is helping to keep prices down in the United States. I'm James Kelly, IPR News.
The city of Moline has a new city council member. Mayor Sangeetha Rayapati announced on Tuesday she's appointed Alan Sillis to fill the vacancy left by the First Ward's Debbie Murphy, who stepped down last month. Sillis has been a resident of the First Ward for the last 12 years. He currently serves as Director of Policy and Planning at Metrolink, where he helps manage regional transportation operations. This is WVIK News.